Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak at Shalom. We're now in Masechet Zvachim, Daf Tzadi Dalet Bet. We have a relatively short podcast this time, taking a look at Mishnah Hey of the 11th Perek. And this is where we're going to cross over from the first topic to the second topic. Beged Sheyatzah Chutz LeKlaim. If we have a garment that was Yotze, that went outside of the Azara, Nichnasu Mechabso B'makom, you have to bring it back in and clean it off in the Azara. Ditmachutz LeKlaim, let's say it became Tamei out there, so you can't bring it in. Koro Nichnasu Mechabso B'makom Kadosh, you tear it, so it's no longer a Beged. You're not bringing in a Tamei Beged, and you clean it. Now the Gemara will immediately address the issue, well, if it's not a Beged, then you're not fulfilling the mitzvah of Kibbutz Pekadim. Kli cheres yatsa chutz laklaim nichnasu v'shavro makom kadosh. So if you have a kli cheres that was used to bake or cook chatat, and it went outside, you have to bring it back in to break it. Nitmachutz laklaim nokvo v'nichnasu v'shavro makom kadosh. Same case, if it went outside and became tamei, you make a hole, then you bring it back in and break it in the Azara. Now the next Mishnah, kli nechoshet sheyatza chutz laklaim nechasu morko v'shatfo b'makom kadosh, you bring it in to wash it inside. In machutz laklaim pochto nechasu morko v'shatfo b'makom kadosh, it became tamei outside, you cut some part of it off so it's no longer a kli, again bring it in and wash it. Now matkif to Ravina, so Ravina asked the obvious question, koro beged amarachonav alav beged hu, how would it help to tear the beged? After all, it's not a beged anymore. The answer is, demishayar be kedem apor, you leave a strip connected, so you don't tear it all the way through, enough for like a bib. In the context of Tumat Pagadim, we say that in such a case it is chibur, so it's still a beged, which means that you can't bring it back in. The answer is midrabanan hu. That's midrabanan. Midoraita, it really is separate. Klecher shiatza, it's the same problem. Kli amarachmana v'lo klihu. What happens is you make a tiny little hole in the kli cheres, so it loses its tumat kli, but it's still functional as a larger kind of kli. Kli nechoshet pochto, same problem, v'halav klihu. How does it help to cut it up? Deratzif martzifu, is that you break it down and then you build it back up, so it has a new shame kli, but it doesn't have the tum anymore. Amar shlakish mi'il shenit ma. Let's say that the mi'il of the kohen gadol becomes tamei. Machniso hachot mishalosh shalosh machabso. You have to remember the minimal shiur of a beged is 3x3. So if you bring it in a little less than 3x3 at a time into the azara, wash it off, then bring a little more in, wash it off, etc. Why? Mishum shenemar lo yikarea, because there's a din of the meal that can never be torn. So motiv about a barava ha'avin v'harachim ein v'mishum shalosh al shalosh. Very thick clothes, very thin clothes are not considered tamei at 3x3, and the me'il, which is pretty significant, why do we say that it's tamei at 3x3? The answer is agav avuan chashivi, because it's part of such an important beged, even 3x3 is chashuv. The notion is that the only things you'll use at 3x3 are like shmatas. But we have a problem that washing, and this is a general problem with our whole Mishnah, that doing any of this cleansing requires 7 different kinds of detergents. Dam chatat umarot negayim. This is clothes that were on somebody who was a mitzora. These have to be cleansed with tzichin shivat samin. These 7 detergents. V'tanya, ela shein machzim eroglim lamikdash. One of them is urine, and urine can't be brought into the Beit HaMikdash because of a lack of kavod. So v'chiter nemavoluhu bahari shivat samani. Maybe you mix the urine in with all the rest. Mabalu l'chulu kacharin, you use them all at once. V'atnan, heviran shelo kasidran o shavir shivatan ke'achad. This is a Mishnah Nida about ketamim, that if you did them out of order or you did them all together, lo asav l'klum, it's nothing. Chitema demivla lehu bahari chad misamani, maybe you mix the urine in with one of the others. Matzurich lechaseches shalosh pamim b'chol achad v'achad. The Mishnah says that you have to rub with each one of them 3 times. It has to be separate. Ela demavla hu b'rok tafel, the answer is you cover it up with thick spit. He said that each one of these 7 needs rok tafel, thick spit, to cover it up. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next Mishnah on Daf Tzadi Hamad Bet. In the meantime, they should have a wonderful day.